Chimney go sabi yores momos endema wahes.
Thank you.
About 90 miles up the road a piece in over the Georgia line, you know, we're just 35 miles from the Georgia line, is the name, name a little place named Coolidge, Georgia. And we have a good-looking group coming from Coolidge right this minute to do some folk dances for us. And they didn't learn these dances to do at the folk festival. They do them at their play parties there at school. It's a great privilege to have you here. Come along, boys and girls. Move off, I want to pay a tribute to them. Now, this is the play party game beautifully demonstrated. I'm sure that the religions of these young people forbid rock and roll dancing. You can see that. But the play party game, under the direction of their inspired principal, Cousin Don Cates, fills a very great need. I've had the pleasure of going up and spending 2 days up there in their school, and I want to tell you there are no discipline problems in the school at all. Let's give them a hand. Cousin Cubby just took off over here to the Punch and Judy tent that's set up in the shady woods, and he would like all the little children to go over there right now, and he's going to put on a show. Mr. Punch is going to beat up Miss Punch. And you little fellas just go right over there and gather, and he'll put on the show. It's a very, very traditional show. Big fellas. Yeah, big fellas too, if you want to go, if you're a mind to. Now, Cousin Nina Walter learned to play the zither because she came to Stephen Foster Memorial and saw one. And she had to look a long time to find a teacher. And I believe he was a steel guitarist. But he taught her. And this is one of her first public appearances. And she will be assisted by Cousin Bill Highball, both of Jacksonville. I want to see the hands of the Jacksonville contingent here today. Hooray for you. Good. That's fine. All right. And they're going to play Silver Threads Among the Gold. I hope that mic is near enough. You think it is? Let's bring it over just a little bit. And everybody get still as mice so you can hear it.
I'll hear you. Darling, I am going gold. Silver threads among the gold shine upon my brow today. Is fading past away, but my darling, will be always young and fair to me. My darling, always young and fair to me. Darling, I am growing old. Among the gold shine upon my brow today. Life is fading fast
someday the time. when she and I will. Black is the color of my true love's hair.
Now, Cousin Ina wrote me a little note here, and she said, I hope I read it correctly, that her husband, who is the president of the city council and the acting mayor of Jacksonville, left his official duties to be here. We do thank you kindly for gracing this congregation, this audience, with your presence. Thank you. Now, we're going to change the tone of the festival a little bit. As far as I know, the sacred music of Stephen Foster is not often heard. And this group wrote to the Foster Hall Collection, Pittsburgh, and requested some numbers. And our good friend Fletcher Hodges, the curator there, sent them. And they have learned some, and they're going to sing us for them now, for us now. The youth choirs of Dunellen, with their director, Edna Williams. And who is this nice young man?
Gary Stiegel.
Good. Cousin Gary.
We're from the Dunellen Baptist Church, and we have seven songs of Stephen Foster's that are sacred songs. And they are Praise the Lord, Suffer Little Children, Seek and Ye Shall Find, We'll All Meet the Savior, The Angels Are Singing Unto Me, While We Work for the Lord, and Jesus Our Shepherd.
Gift of grace.
learning all those songs took a lot of doing. I'm sure you'll be interested to know that we tape a great deal of the festival, and to date we have over 350 hours of fine taping of our 8 past festivals. Thank you so much for doing that for us. Now, here is another sacred group from Waycross, Georgia. Aren't they good looking? The First Baptist Church, of course, choirs with Cousin Robert Williams as their leader. While they're coming in, will somebody tell those whip crackers that I'm going to skin them alive if they don't get away from there cracking that whip? They go on. If they want to crack it, go way on up there where they belong.
We'd like to sing, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and I Am Bound for the Promised Land."
Singing. Thank you so much. Are you all having a good time? Are you? Good, good. Well, don't leave now, because I want you to see this. I want you to hear the folk singers, and I want you to see this very next dance. Another model community that we have in our fair state, the land of flowers, is just a few miles below Brooksville, Mazarik Town, named for the martyred president of Czechoslovakia. Like Cousin Thelma, these wonderful Czech boys and girls, Czechoslovakian Americans, have been on every single folk festival program. They do the traditional dance of their country across the waters. Their instructor is Miss Frances Valenta, who keeps alive the beautiful Besada, teaching it to new generations of the people there at her people there at Mazarik Town. I want you to please notice the beautiful costumes that these young people wear. They are museum pieces. They are absolutely authentic and quite valuable, aren't they?
That's right.
All right. You want to say something? All right. Right in this mic. This is my friend and your friend, Miss Frances Valenta.
Thank you, Miss Bolton. Thank you, Miss Bolton. And hello, everybody. Here we are again, and we appreciate it very much to be with you again. Our group's going to dance now Slovak Beseda. We have three Besedas, but now we put Slovak Beseda. In the evening, we put Czech Beseda. Thank you.
Blaha and Lydia Pisenka. George is president of the Besseda Club, and Lydia is secretary, and they'd like the privilege of introducing the other members of the dance team.
First, I'd like to say I'd like to thank everybody for everything. We had a wonderful time being here, and we hope you enjoyed our dance. And now the members are Raymond Kolevsky, Danny Korovat, Peter Borowski, Sonia Sermasik, Connie Slifko, and Rosalie Rahurik.
Are you all having a good time? Good. Stay around so that you can hear the folk singers now. You know, every time I look back there and see Uncle Sam, I think it's Christmas and Santa Claus is coming. Isn't he wonderful? I do believe that this group coming on the stage now has come the farthest to take part in the folk festival. They have come all the way from Toccoa, Georgia. We're moving things around, and so I can't really follow my program. I don't guess that really matters. You know, it says subject to change. But I think it's a wonderful thing that you would bring this handsome group of young people so far. How far are you from the South Carolina line?
From the South Carolina line?
15 miles from the South Carolina line. Now, I isn't that wonderful? Give them a hand for coming that far. I believe they should be moved up nearer the mics. This mic.
We'll sing two numbers. First being Barbara Allen, arranged by James Lintone, and an American folk song called Lolly Tootum.
washing dishes, and hush that fluttering tongue. Molly toot-um, Molly toot-um day. You better go washing dishes, and hush that fluttering tongue. Worry not that you want to get married, and that you are too young. Molly toot-um, Molly toot-um day.
If I ever I saw a bevy of Georgia peaches, this is it. Wouldn't you like to take them all home with you? Beautiful. Thank you so much, girls, for coming. Have you had a good time? Good. I wish you could stay a little longer. They have to leave to get back to Georgia. Now, I believe we have another passel of folk singers back here. And if you'll just bring your... Yeah, bring your setting places up. And all of you remember that you have audience on four sides. I don't know exactly how you'll take care of that. But here they are. Aren't they good looking? Give them a hand. For once, they are all dressed up with some place to go. And this is one of our favorite folk singers, Molly Wilcox from Jacksonville, who's going to sing Go Bury Me Beneath the Willow.
Thank you. It's a good thing you can't see us too close up, Cousin Thelma. My heart's in song.
When the sun had set and we
Next is one of our favorite very young singers, Marilyn Raine, and she's going to sing Put My Little Shoes Away. Another one of our favorites is Diane Weldon, Marilyn's cousin. And what are you going to sing for us, Diane? All right, Father, Dear Father.
Said you were coming right home from the shore.
the loveliest folk singers we have. Dr. Morris, who's sitting right out there in the audience, considers her the finest young folk singer we have in Florida. I think you should give her a great big hand. And another folk singer that we heard from this morning is Cousin Jay Smith from Jacksonville. And he's going to sing for us a ballad, Pretty Polly. Is Ralph Schoonover in the audience? Father Raptus is here with the members of the Byzantine Choir from Tarpon Springs. Ralph Schoonover, please help me find him. Go right ahead, Jay.
All right. Thank you, Cousin Thelma. I thought I'd make a change in the program today. Pretty Polly is a murder ballad, and this is too pretty a day to sing about murder. You can watch that on television every night. So Dr. Ed this morning sang Hard Traveling. That reminded me of an old hobo song from the days of the Depression. The Hobo's Lullaby.
Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the town roll slowly by. We'll find no police there.